All right, everyone, buckle up, because we are diving deep into a topic you might not expect. Brown turkey figs.
Figs, really? I love it.
Now, before you think figs, seriously, I get it. I did too at first, but stick with us because these fruits have a lot more going on than you might think.
Oh, absolutely. Figs definitely fly under the radar, but their history and how tough they are is really amazing.
So we're basing today's deep dive on an article all about growing brown turkey figs from Sage's Acre. They're a fantastic resource for all things gardening.
They really are.
And their take on brown turkey figs. Let's just say it surprised me.
How so?
Well, I always thought figs were really fussy, you know, the kind of plant that needs a green thumb the size of Texas to grow.
Right, I know what you mean.
But it turns out I was so wrong.
It's a common misconception for sure, and that's something this article emphasized, just how wrong those assumptions are.
Totally.
Because brown turkey figs are about as foolproof as you can get. They're super adaptable, low maintenance, and get this, they've been thriving for an incredibly long time.
Okay, now that's what blew me away.
What's that?
They mentioned in this article, kind of casually, that figs have been around for at least 6,500 years.
At least.
6,500 years. What were humans even doing back then? Besides, you know, growing delicious figs.
It really puts things in perspective, right? 6,500 years ago puts us right in the middle of the Neolithic period, a time when people were just starting to figure out agriculture and how it could change their society.
Wow, so it was like the dawn of civilization. People settling down, new technologies popping up. So while all that was happening, while pyramids were being built and everything, people were snacking on figs.
They were.
That's incredible. It's like this fruit has been a silent witness throughout human history.
That's a great way to put it. They've weathered all the storms, adapted to tons of different climates, and survived changes beyond count.
And they're still here.
And they're still here. Talk about resilience.
Think about it. They've outlasted empires, seen civilizations rise and fall. And yet we can still enjoy them today.
That's powerful.
It kind of makes you see that bowl of figs on the counter in a whole new light, don't you think?
Definitely.
Not just a tasty treat, but like a survivor, a symbol of how tough things can be.
It's true. And, you know, this article emphasizes that resilience we were talking about because they can grow almost anywhere from the sunny Mediterranean to tons of places in the U.S.
Right. They're incredibly adaptable.
Exactly.
You know, I have to admit, learning about all that really changes how I see these plants. Like I said, I always thought of fig trees as these delicate things, kind of difficult.
Right.
But knowing now they've been around for so long, thriving in all kinds of conditions, it's like they're practically begging us to plant them.
I love that, begging to be planted. And you know what? This article actually supports that idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One of the things that surprised me was how little water they need. Even in those drier climates.
Yeah, that's true. They did mention that.
Yeah.
Because I remember reading something about this person in San Diego, I think was San Diego, somewhere pretty dry at least. And they were saying they barely water their fig tree. And it just produces tons of figs.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, at this point, I'm starting to think I could actually handle this whole fig growing thing, maybe.
Oh, it's definitely doable.
Right.
Definitely within your reach. There is one thing, though, to consider, especially if you're thinking about planting directly in the ground.
Oh, right. The roots. Now, those are some tough customers.
They really are.
I think the article mentioned something about fig trees being really good at, let's say, renovating concrete.
Redecorating. Yeah, they definitely can do that.
Yeah.
You see those resilient roots we were talking about.
Right.
Powerful things. They're great at finding water and keeping the tree stable, but maybe not so great for things like your driveway or the foundation of your house.
Oops.
Yeah, something to think about.
So basically, planting next to the tool shed is out of the question then.
Let's just say you might end up with an unexpected skylight.
That's hilarious and good to know.
Yeah. And I think that's why the article suggests pots for most people, especially anyone who's concerned about space.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. And plus, you can actually control how big the tree gets just based on the size of the pot.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
So smaller pot, smaller tree. Got it.
Exactly.
Okay. Sold. I'm on board with this whole pot situation. Pots it is.
Okay.
But now let's talk strategy, because I have tried gardening before. And let's just say pruning wasn't exactly my... strength,
light, I getcha.
But something tells me fig trees might be different. What do you think?
You're right. They're definitely a bit unique. With most fruit trees, there's this waiting game. You prune 1 year and then you get the fruit the next year.
Right.
But with figs, particularly brown turkey figs, they actually produce fruit on the branches that grow that very first year.
Hold on. So what I'm hearing is I prune in the winter, and then those branches that grow after, those have figs by summer.
That's exactly it.
Wow, that's incredible. I actually can't believe how fast that is.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's one of the things that makes them so rewarding to grow because you see those results so fast.
Wow. Okay, so this is serious business.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just be out there hacking away at branches like I'm like using a weed whacker.
Right, definitely not.
I need a plan. So what's the secret? How do I maximize my fig harvest?
So winter is key. It's the time to prune. And the article had some good advice about that.
Okay, like what?
Well, it's all about getting rid of any branches that are dead or diseased, that's important, and then thinning out any areas that look crowded, you know, just to help with air circulation.
That makes sense.
Right, because that way you can help prevent diseases and make sure the sunlight reaches all parts of the tree.
So basically it's like giving your fig tree a spa day, except with clippers instead of cucumbers over the eyes.
Exactly. And speaking of cool things about figs, the article mentioned something else that almost seemed a little too good to be true.
Oh, really? What's that?
Propagation. Apparently, these trees are incredibly easy to propagate.
Wait a second. Hold on.
They really are.
Okay, how easy are we talking? Can I just, like, glance at a branch the wrong way and poof, a new fig tree just appears?
Well, okay, it's not that easy, but it's pretty close. Apparently, you can just take some cuttings in the fall and then boom, new fig tree ready to give you fruit the very next year.
Seriously?
It's true. They even mention that sometimes birds will do the work for you.
Birds. Planting my figs. Okay, what's going on?
I know, it's wild. They love figs. And so what happens is they'll eat the fruit and then they'll deposit the seeds somewhere else.
Oh, so it's like a little accidental gardening pact with the birds.
Exactly. It's a win-win situation. The bird gets a tasty snack and you might just end up with a few bonus fig trees in unexpected spots in your garden.
I love that.
That's amazing.
Honestly, this is why I love doing these deep dives.
We too.
You start out talking about figs, and you end up learning about birds being like secret little garden assistants out
right,
there.
Right, little Johnny Appleseed.
I love it. And to think it all started with a single article, it's amazing, right?
It really is.
I mean, we're over here talking about figs, like these ancient adaptable plants.
Right.
And then on top of that, we have birds just casually planting them everywhere, like little feathered Johnny Appleseeds.
I love that visual.
It's wild.
Oh.
But, you know, it does make you think, all this talk about their history.
Right.
It makes you wonder what kind of role figs played in the lives of, you know, those who came before us.
Absolutely.
Like, we've talked about how resilient they are, how easy they are to care for.
Right.
But what about their actual importance? Like, we know they were eating figs back when people were building the pyramids.
I do.
But was it just a source of food? Or was there more to it than that?
Right. What was their significance?
Exactly. I mean, something that's been around for so long, it feels like it has to have had a deeper meaning.
I think so, too. Because think about it. Even today, there are certain foods that have a lot of cultural or even religious significance.
Right. Totally.
And it's totally possible figs held a similar place in ancient societies.
Okay. Now I'm picturing, like, ancient feasts, offerings right. to the gods, maybe even some kind of mystical fig ritual or something.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe that's what those birds are really up to.
Maybe so.
It's like we've stumbled onto this historical mystery. We have the brown turkey fig file.
Yeah.
And we need to solve it.
We do. Because here's the thing. We can track the practical history of the brown turkey fig, how it was cultivated, how it moved across continents.
Right. We've got that part down.
We do. But then there's this whole other side. It's like this rich, unwritten history that's just waiting for us to uncover it.
It's like we've been so focused on the how of growing these things that we've totally overlooked the why. Like, why does it even matter? Why did people keep cultivating them for centuries?
That's the question.
It's like adding a whole other dimension to their story. I love it.
It's fascinating.
It really is. And, you know, it makes you think, what if we could go back in time? What would we discover about what the fig meant to those ancient cultures?
What would we see? Right.
I know. It just makes you think.
It does.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Ancient fig rituals is officially going on my to-do list.
I love it.
Right after how to perfectly prune a fig tree.
There you go. There's two.
But before we get too sidetracked, any final words of wisdom for our listeners before we wrap things up? We've covered a lot of ground today with our brown turkey fig deep dive.
We really have. I think the biggest takeaway is, well, one, busting those myths about how hard figs are to grow, because they're really not. And also just appreciating how incredibly ancient and resilient these plants are.
Totally.
But more than anything, I hope that this deep dive will inspire everyone listening to look at the things around them, even the ordinary things, with a fresh perspective. Because you never know what you might find.
I love that.
Yeah.
So well said. Because it's true. You never know what hidden depths you might discover.
Exactly.
And hey, even if you don't end up, you know, uncovering some ancient secret while you're tending to your fig tree.
Right.
At least you'll have a delicious harvest to enjoy.
Exactly. And I bet those figs will taste even better knowing that they're part of a legacy that goes back thousands of years.
Beautifully put. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, a huge thank you to you, as always, for sharing your expertise with us and for taking this deep dive with me. I have to admit, it was a lot more fascinating than I expected.
Me too. I always learn something new.
Me too. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this unexpectedly fascinating journey into the world of brown turkey figs. We'll be back soon with another deep dive into a topic you just might underestimate. Until then, happy exploring.